This is lesson two. Listen to these phrases with much and many. People.
Many people.
Coffee.
Much coffee.
Okay. Now you try it. If you use many, make sure the noun is plural. People.
Many people.
Coffee.
Much coffee.
Eggs.
Many eggs.
Advice.
Much advice.
Typewriters.
Many typewriters.
Furniture.
Much furniture.
Information.
Much information.
Chairs.
Many chairs.
Equipment.
Much equipment.
Very good. And what about money? Can you count the word money? No, sorry. You cannot count money. You cannot say, "Hey, give me three monies." But you can count American dollars. You can count Spanish pesos. And you can count Japanese yen. So you say, "How much money?" and "How many dollars?" And now let's do something else. What's the difference between a few and a little? Listen.
Can you sell me a few tomatoes?
Can you serve me a little coffee?
Use a few with countable nouns. Use a little with uncountable nouns. Now listen to these examples. Give advice.
Can you give me a little advice?
Lend dollars.
Can you lend me a few dollars?
Now you make the questions. Ready? Give advice.
Can you give me a little advice?
Lend dollars.
Can you lend me a few dollars?
Sell eggs.
Can you sell me a few eggs?
Give information.
Can you give me a little information?
Give coffee.
Can you give me a little coffee?
Yes. Can I have some coffee too? I'd like a little cream and a little sugar too. Thank you very much. Now listen to this dialogue.
More coffee?
Just a little. I don't drink much coffee anymore.
That's good. Coffee isn't good for you.
I know. I'm trying to cut down on coffee. It makes me more nervous.
Okay. Now repeat.
Coffee. More coffee? Little. A little. Just a little.
Any more? Much coffee. Much coffee anymore. Don't drink. Don't drink much coffee anymore. I don't drink much coffee anymore.
Good. That's good. For you. Good for you. Isn't good for you. Coffee isn't good for you.
Coffee. Cut down on coffee. I'm trying to cut down on coffee.
Nervous. More nervous. It makes me more nervous.
Great. Now listen and repeat.
More coffee?
Just a little. I'm trying to cut down.
How much coffee do you want?
Whoa, that's enough.
Just half a cup?
Yes, I don't drink much coffee anymore.
How many cups do you drink every day?
Just a few, but still too many.
Now we're going to practice making questions. Just listen. Coffee. Want.
How much coffee do you want?
Cups. Drink. Every day.
How many cups do you drink every day?
Okay. Listen to the words and make a question using how much or how many. Ready? Coffee. Want.
How much coffee do you want?
Cups. Drink. Every day.
How many cups do you drink every day?
Information. Need. Now.
How much information do you need now?
Red meat. Eat. During the week.
How much red meat do you eat during the week?
Cigarettes. Smoke. Every day.
How many cigarettes do you smoke every day?
Fish. Want to buy. Now.
How much fish do you want to buy now?
Very, very good. Now, listen to the dialogue.
Can you give me some advice?
Sure. What's the problem?
Well, I love coffee, but it makes me nervous.
Coffee is very bad for you. How much do you drink every day?
Too much. I'm trying to cut down, but sometimes I need it to wake up in the morning.
No, you don't. Forget about the coffee. Eat some vegetables or some fruit.
Okay, very good. Now listen to these words that have the letter V.
Very. Very. Very, very. Very, very good.
Give. Give me. Can you give me? Advice. Some advice. Can you give me some advice?
Love. I love. I love coffee.
Nervous. Makes me nervous. It makes me nervous.
Every. Every day.
Vegetables. Some vegetables.
Very good. Now some words with the letter B. Listen and repeat.
Bad. Bad. Bad for you.
Problem. What's the problem?
But sometimes.
About. Forget about the coffee.
Good. Now listen to the dialogue again and repeat.
Can you give me some advice?
Sure. What's the problem?
Well, I love coffee, but it makes me nervous.
Coffee is very bad for you. How much do you drink every day?
Too much. I'm trying to cut down, but sometimes I need it to wake up in the morning.
No, you don't. Forget about the coffee. Eat some vegetables or some fruit.
Very, very good. End of lesson 2.